The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
It's another hour of What's on Your Mind. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hennon, along with Todd, the radio god from 550 K-Fire, our mothership, along with KCJB 910 AM and Minot, KLTC Dickinson, the Flag family of stations, AM 1100, the Flag, Fargo-Moorhead, and AM 1090, Rockin' the Bakken, KTGO. Coming to you live and direct on this Watford City Wednesday from the South Park Lounge, the Ribfest West winner from the Watford City Ribfest. It's a great place to tell you a little bit more about that in just a moment here. Also want to thank the friends from Watford City Realty. They offered to host us yesterday for Energy Matters and again today, and it didn't work out. Long story, but I'm coming back, and I want to thank Shelley and Bill and the team up there at Watford City Realty. Nikki, if you see Nikki up there, she was just fabulous. And they tell me, hey, there is affordable housing. Just call Watford City Realty. That's what you do. Okay. Todd, I understand we have a couple of calls that came in during the breaks previously, so let's find out what's on folks' minds. And Kevin Cramer, the congressman from North Dakota, will be here momentarily. But in the meantime, here's what's on your mind. Are we playing it, Todd? Let's start over because I didn't hear a darn thing.
Good morning, Scott, on What's On Your Mind. On this gun issue that the guy was shot at. Get your last caller and a bunch of your other ones, they're nuts. Young kids have no business monkeying with automatic weapons. You start with a 22 bolt action single shot. Guns are dangerous. That wasn't an accident. It was that guy's fault. Thanks, Scott.
There you go.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate the call. Jerry in Minot has a comment. Go ahead and roll out. Or not.
Don't have that one yet here.
No. Okay. How about Ray and Mandan? Have we got Ray and Mandan?
Wait. I'm sorry. I do have that one here. Here we go. Uh-huh. Sorry.
Excuse me. This is Terry from Minot. In regard to the Burger King thing, I've always been a Burger King fan. I like their hamburgers, but the politicians made the rules. They set the goal of the standards. They developed the IRS rules, the tax rules, whatever. They're just living by what they've been given, and they certainly have a right to make a profit. That's what America's all about. And if they write up tax rules that make it more profitable for them to have an office in Canada, more power to them. Until they wake up and start deciding to let people make a living and free up people from all kinds of rules and regulations in this country, that's what's going to keep happening. Thank you.
Appreciate the call, Jerry. All good comments. We'll tackle this taxation issue with Congressman Kevin Cramer in our Wednesday talk radio town hall in just a moment. And by the way, do welcome your calls, questions, and comments at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. You can leave your question or comment by pressing 1, or you can press 2 and chat with Congressman Cramer on the air. As I mentioned, we're broadcasting live today from the South Park Lounge, the Ribfest of the West winner. And I was just talking to Brett Erdman, who we chatted with last hour, who's the owner of the facility. And we took a little photo. We'll have it up on our Facebook page before the end of the program with Brett and his wife, Tricia, with the trophy they got for being the Ribfest winner. And my friend, Father Brian Gross, stopped by, and they said, he just gave the best endorsement ever for this restaurant. Well, we've eaten here a few times, haven't we, Father?
Yes, we have.
Yeah, and what do you like about this restaurant?
Well, I always like the fact that when people come in from outside of the city, they don't necessarily expect to come and experience, you know, a nice quality, high quality, you know, place, hotel and restaurant and stuff. And so it's good that folks who come in from out of town are able to see that In Watford, you know, we have folks who are really seeking to take the city to the next level. You know, to really give high quality service and good accommodations. And obviously, Brett's done that. And so just those of you who are listening throughout the state and beyond, just know that you know, Watford, I'm sure, as Scott says over and over again, you know, Watford really is very concerned with being a city of high quality, you know, and so, you know, as we spoke with the legislators and stuff last night, that's the reality of it. Folks out there listening, you know, your assistance, especially in talking to your folks who run this state, is always very good and helpful.
And there is a lot of things. We talked to Jesse Veeder yesterday on Energy mm-hmm. Matters. She talked about it. We go out for birthday parties and have sushi
right.
in Watford
yeah, right,
City.
Exactly.
Sushi in Watford City. And the ribs here are unbelievable.
Yes.
They win the Rib Fest Award. So,
that's right.
And it's rib night tonight. So I want to see the place absolutely jammed.
And that's why I'm here already. I'm waiting until just going to get in line.
Father came for the ribs. He wanted to make sure that he got the first slab,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
That's right.
And there's a guy on the phone that wanted to thank you for the steaks last week, too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Congressman Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall. Kevin, are you there?
Here, and with regard to the steaks that Father Gross cooked for us, they might have been so good as to go above the threshold of allowable acceptance by a member of Congress. You know, we have these very high gift standards.
Yes, I understand. Yes.
It was fantastic, yeah, indeed. Great hospitality as well.
Thank you, Congressman. Thank you.
And good to see you again, Father. Enjoy those ribs.
Thank you.
Yeah, we've had our fair share of flatbread pizza here, too, at the South Park Lounge, Father and I. It's a great spot. It's in Teddy's Residential Suites right off of 85. It's another Talk Radio Town Hall. We have some calls that have come in already off the air. What's front of mind today on the lone member of Congress from the great state of North Dakota?
Well, Scott, it's interesting. I was last evening I was at a football game here in Bismarck, a high school football game, as it kicked off the new season and the school start of school at Shiloh Christian School, where our son Abel attends. And a number of people approached me, of course, and one person asked me a question that I thought was very profound. He said, "Did you ever think, 2 years ago or 10 years ago or whatever, that you'd be the only member of the House of Representatives from North Dakota, and you'd have to be dealing with terrorists and Middle East challenges with Israel and you know, it was a great question for me to ponder, because obviously I went to pass the farm bill. We did that. We went to pass the water bill. We did that. We were trying to get the budget under control. We've made some progress, but have a long ways to go. There are a lot of priorities, that I went to Congress with, but dealing with, the Islamic State wasn't one of the things that was high on my priority list. And yet I find myself today thinking more about it than just about anything.
And you know what? I find myself very frustrated that our government, okay, and I don't want to put this on, a Democrat-Republican thing. I don't want to, make it about, any particular party or any particular president. Our government, the United States of America, looks feckless in the face of a evil, right? I mean, the lack of response is what's driving me crazy. Is it driving you crazy?
Well, I appreciate that you don't want to lay it on any one party or any one administration, but I'm going to. Yeah, it's driving me crazy, and it is a direct result of the weakness of the president of the United States, President Barack Obama. The record is so clear on this, Scott. It's why I can say it with confidence. This is a guy who started out his presidency on, with the apology tour throughout the Middle East. This is a guy who thought that he wouldn't even take a position on the Iranian elections his first year in office. Now he sends John Kerry to negotiate a nuclear deal where the United States, for the first time in history, validates Iran's right to enrich uranium. This is a guy who is, at the very least, weak, confused, not up to the job. And so, I lay it right on him. I mean,
I don't disagree. It's where he is the president right now, right? All I'm saying is, I think as soon as you say, "I wish Obama would get in the game," then I think you lose half the people who say, blah, blah, blah. But
well,
I mean, what I'm sad about is that, the United States of America, built on, I believe, a Reagan-like peace through strength model, looks to be mamby-pamby right now. And that if I were on the other side of the table, I was ISIS, I'd go double down, baby, bring it to the U.S. I mean, you got Chuck Hagel, the Secretary of Defense, going, "Oh, they're going to come here and we don't know what to do about it." The defense secretary, for crying out loud. I want to say, you know, we're going to draw a line in the sand. We're taking you out. That's what I want them saying.
Well, what's interesting, too, is, Scott, and I think a lot of the failure of leadership comes down to a lack of not just a strong backbone, but a lack of communicating with the American public and listening to the American public. Because this president has this, you know, strong tendency to, you know, see which way the parade is going and jump out in front of it on some of these issues. I think he ran for office on getting out of Iraq. He ran for re-election on getting out of Iraq. He's taking great pride in getting out of Iraq. And when, as soon as, and by the way, without any advice to the, you know, to suggest he should get completely out of Iraq, other than the American public's more weariness.
Well, I think the advice came from his pollsters, don't you? I mean, it was
that's where it came from. But yeah, where it didn't come from is from any of his national security team, including the Secretary of State Hillary Clinton at the time, including the Chairman of the Joint Chief of Staff.
And that's really that's the price we're paying now, right? Because politics were driving this. Now that's no way to run a railroad. Let's take a break. When we come back, Dean in Bismarck has a question on immigration. Chuck in Fargo has a question on the southern border. You're next up, live from Watford City on a Wednesday.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Loading and unloading grain is safer and more efficient than ever with the Roltec electric conversion system from AgriCover. Featuring the new Command 10 remote with next-generation Zigbee technology. It's smart and easy to use, keeping you in control. Yeah. This completely integrated system uses the same remote to wirelessly operate tarps and hoppers. Over time, the Roltec electric conversion will pay for itself. Why? It reduces driver fatigue. It's lighter by design, and it saves time, allowing more trips per day. So schedule your install today by calling Dickinson Truck Equipment, 701-483-4369. Nelson Ripplinger Sales in Minot at 701-721-1252. Burt's Truck Equipment, East Grand Forks at 218-773-1194. Yankton Canvas in Jamestown at 701-252-6927. Or find a dealer near you. Go online to RoltecElectric.com. RoltecElectric.com.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Megan's on the phone from the North Dakota Truck Wash to tell us about their new interior detailing services for pickups, semis, and it's nice and easy. I don't even need to make an appointment, do I, Megan?
Absolutely. Just drop it off at night, and it will be ready the next morning.
What's not to love about that, folks? Drop it off at night. It's ready the next morning. Interior detailing, and they're open 24/7. North Dakota Truck Wash, south of the Pinnacle Cenex in Stanley on the truck bypass. Call them 701-628-1550, 701-628-1550. Thanks, Megan.
Thank you.
Mike Stenerson for Midas Resources. In no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
We We'd like to thank the North Dakota Petroleum Council, NorthDakotaOilCan.com, one of our fine sponsors. They also, by the way, will be sponsoring our PetroServe USA Go Bison Road Trip down to Iowa State. We'll be coming to you live. This is the first. We'll be actually tailgating our way down to Iowa on one of the hall boys up at Hoople. Have this fabulous bus, and they've invited us to hop on the bus, so we'll be mobile with the show on Friday, no kidding, on the way down to Iowa State in the PetroServe USA Go Bison Road Trip. Harley Davidson of Fargo and Choice Financial, also fine sponsors of that event. We're looking forward to that. We're in Grafton tomorrow for the What's in Your Town Tour, brought to you by Marvin Windows, Cloverdale, Harvey Communications, and Choice Financial, as well as Tri Campbell Farms. So looking forward to that. Our Talk Radio Town Hall continues today, live from Watford City. It's a Wednesday. We're in Watford on a lot of Wednesdays. We're today coming to you live and direct from the South Park Lounge, which is in Teddy's Residential Suites, right off of 85. When you come in from the south into Watford City, you can't miss Teddy's. And the South Park Lounge, the Rib Fest of the West winner, best ribs ever. They'll have them tonight served up right here. Your calls, questions, and comments are welcome for Congressman Kramer at 800-228-0550. There's a lot of things great about North Dakota, but our congressman actually comes and talks with us every single week and answers any and all questions. Not many members of Congress that do that. Our own senators aren't able to do that every week. Senator Hoeven is a regular. Senator Heitkamp, she checks the box, once every couple of months or so. But Congressman Kramer here every single week taking your calls, questions, and comments. Before we get to the calls that are waiting here, Kevin, you did want to make a short plea to folks to share some thoughts on this ISIS topic, right?
Well, yeah, because here's what I'm picking up, and I'm picking it up on the street and from lots of folks, and that is that, there is sort of there's a shifting, I believe, in terms of public opinion about it. We don't want to be the policeman of the world. I don't want to be the policeman of the world. But yet people are seeing this thing getting a little closer to home. We know they're coming after us. They have 300 U.S. citizens fighting with them. So clearly, there's some homegrown terrorism taking place. Lots of, Western, including United States passports among them. What should we be doing? In other words, what is people's appetite for, whether it's airstrikes? Should Congress be consulted? Should the president get permission from Congress before doing, anything more? Or what about boots on the ground? One of the bigger questions I have, Scott, and I'd be happy to hear from people on, is how to pay for it. Are we demanding enough from some of these other countries? In my view, we are not. We have not been historically. I think it was one of the failings of President George W. Bush was that he didn't extract enough revenue, if you will, from Iraq. And so I just sort of throw it out there for people to think about, because sometimes when you're talking to your friends all the time, you get the same message, and I just would be interested to know if people sense that there's a change in attitude about America's role in the Middle East as it pertains to military action.
And if you're kind enough to want to share those thoughts, just pick up the phone. It's as simple as a conversation here at 800-228-0550, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. If you'd like to email, just studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. By the way, one of those 300 U.S. citizens fighting alongside ISIS, homegrown terrorists, a Minnesotan that was killed as part of this effort. So even, I think we tend to think, it doesn't matter, it doesn't affect me, it's over there. It's here. I mean, a Minnesotan fighting alongside ISIS. Dean in Bismarck listening on 550 K-Fire, then Chuck in Fargo, then Cameron in Minot for Congressman Kevin Kramer. Dean, you're first up. What's up?
I got a question on what your stance on this immigration stuff is. I come from the state of Arizona. I moved out of there for a simple reason. I've seen what's done to that great state. It used to be a good state to live in. The taxpayers are burdening all the burden of these illegal immigrants. The school system's overwhelmed because there's no tax revenue coming in from these illegal children and their parents that have been here illegally for many years, working, here in the States, not paying federal taxes, not paying state taxes. The only tax they do spend is sales tax. I have relatives that have been married to women from other states or countries, and had to pay their dues to be able to bring their wives to the United States legally. Who's going to fund all this?
Okay, so great question and great observations. I'm sorry to have to tell you that as far as you moved so far north that you now are up against the Canadian border, every state is a southern border state now because, of course, the flood of these children coming across, they're being redistributed throughout the United States, including four now in North Dakota, under a lot of secrecy, I might add. And I believe that's just, you know, that's part of the agenda to sort of spread the burden, if you will. And so you're right. Well, here's what the Republicans have done with regard to the border. We did pass a bill, as you know, before going on the August district work period that, first of all, secures the border first, foremost, and always. And with regard to states, there's a really key component to that. Not only did we double the budget, the appropriations for the National Guard, so that when they're federally, when the president or the Department of Defense dispatches National Guard troops to the border to help secure it, but we also added the same amount to a separate fund to reimburse states. So if the governor of Arizona or the governor of Texas or California calls out their National Guard to help secure the border to enforce their laws, the federal government would then reimburse them. So, you know, we put up the first emphasis and by far the bulk of the funds on securing the border. The problem is, of course, that runs completely contrary to what the president wants to do and what the Democrat Senate wants to do. In fact, they've done nothing to secure the border.
On that point, Chuck in Fargo has a follow-up question. Go ahead, Chuck, for Congressman Kramer.
Hi, Kramer. Got a question for you. There are three questions, actually. Number one is that if a terrorist does come across the southern border and does do an attack on U.S. soil, do we have can we, as the American public, can ask for the fact that Obama should be either tried for treason, for basically for doing nothing with the border? And two, is the United States, every time we basically have our military is getting gutted and it's going to the welfare programs of Obama,
right.
Is there any way we could basically get that money back to get to the military? Because the bottom line is everything that Obama is doing is against the American will.
All right. We have about a minute for your answer, Kevin.
Well, first of all, you can't try a president because you don't like his public policies. What we're supposed to do is not elect him, but we made that mistake, and now we're stuck with his public policies. With regard to gutting the military, we've been fighting that since I got there and even before. And the reality is that the consequences of that are starting to be seen, obviously. And when you consider that they're actually laying off or firing, captains and majors while they're still actually deployed, it tells you where the priorities of this administration are with regard to our national defense. And so, you know, we have to restore it. The best way to restore it, however, is to deal with the overlying deficit problem on the mandatory spending side, which is 2/3 of the budget. And until we deal with that, we're going to always be sort of short of funds, if you will.
Is Chuck right?
We need to reprioritize.
Is Chuck right about the threat of the border as far as terrorists?
Well, I think he makes a point. Part of the problem, of course, in the southern border is that several Middle Eastern men can come in and blend in very nicely with the population that's coming across the border. It makes it harder to detect them. Obviously, it's a very porous border. Having said that, the northern border is even more porous.
It's even easier to come across the northern border.
So how's
hold
it
that thought.
I don't think it's...
Hold the thought. Up against the break, more with Congressman Kramer. Cameron, you're next.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Do you love jerky? You tired of the same old gas station and grocery store stuff? Have I got a website for you? MeatTaffy.com. That's right, MeatTaffy.com. I love that name. What it is a bunch of guys with a jerky addiction got tired of the same old stuff and said, you know what? Let's go find the good stuff. I mean, premium guy candy. Meat Taffy. So they searched all across the USA and found folks out there in smokehouses and tiny meat shops and little independent supermarkets making some of the best jerky ever. And now we have a one-stop shop for all that great jerky. And if you go to MeatTaffy.com, it's what you're going to find. The best. I'm looking at a couple right now. Premium six-packs of thin-cut meat taffy straight from the heart of Kentucky. Fantastic. Or a Bayou blend. It's a Cajun-inspired pack of jerky that was born in the Bayou. Really good. High quality, hard to get, but easy to love. Meat Taffy. Made easy at MeatTaffy.com. Go to the website. They'll ship it to you wherever you are. MeatTaffy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Live from Watford City on a Watford City Wednesday with Congressman Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall. Going to get to Cameron in a moment, but again, just want to reset. Kevin, you specifically want to hear from your constituents on the question of what our response should be, what kind of worthy investment monetarily and otherwise is it to take on these terrorists. Am I right? Am I phrasing that correctly?
That's a perfect phrasing of it, because it's not an easy question. It's a more difficult answer. And we haven't heard from the president yet in terms of a long-term strategy, which is part of, you know, Congress's concern. At the same time, I think, you know, we see action being taken. We've seen a number, now hundreds, in fact, of strikes taking place. I will tell you this, the president has contacted the congressional leadership, believing, I think, that War Powers Act has been triggered, in the sense that it requires at least a notification to Congress. And then we'll suspect that when we get back in September, we'll have to take up the issue bigger. He right now, the president's contemplating whether to strike in Syria, as we can sort of tell by the fact that he's approved surveillance flights. But then the question becomes, if he's going to strike in Syria, is he going to, you know, wait for us and ask permission? So we have all of that going on.
And the question you're asking is, what do you want? What do you want?
What do you want?
Exactly. Yeah, but real people. You're not a real person, but you're a member
no,
of Congress.
But it's the people's house. And you remember last time, Scott, when the Syria thing sort of flared up, the president said he wanted to go in, he wanted to strike. He didn't have the support of Congress. He said he was going to ask for Congress's support, even though he believed he didn't need it. And it was clear at that time that people did not want us to do anything.
And by the way, I believe we're paying the price for that right now, right? And that's as much on the American people. But again, that's why a president leads and doesn't look at polls. The president said, no, I need to do this in national security interest. You don't know everything I know. That's sort of why George Bush did what he did, right? The polling wasn't necessarily there, but he did it. So anyway, these are why Kevin's asking. Cameron in Minot wants to accept the challenge and share his views on ISIS, listening on 910 KCJB. Go ahead, Cameron.
Yeah, I don't think we should be playing whack-a-mole with every other jihadist group that pops up. But I wanted to ask Kevin Cramer if he could clarify his position, or the right-wing position. It seems you guys can't seem to like anything the president does, because you criticized him for not bombing Assad before and helping ISIS, and now you're criticizing him for not doing something about ISIS. So
I didn't criticize him for not bombing Assad. ISIS is the enemy of Assad.
So this is a very different situation. But no, I didn't criticize him for it. I was at the time felt he needed to get Congress's approval before going after the Assad regime. That's who he wanted to bomb previously. I don't think the ISIS situation and the Assad situation are in fact the same. ISIS came from Syria, was already in Syria, went into Iraq, had been taking over much of Iraq. Early on, several months ago, when the warnings came from the intelligence community that ISIS was organizing, that they were growing, growing threat, that's when he should have gone after ISIS. And he would have had, I think, strong support. In fact, many in Congress were encouraging him to go after ISIS. But he didn't want to, and he called it, that's when he referred to them as the junior varsity, that, you know, they're not Al-Qaeda. Well, they're not Al-Qaeda, but they're a lot worse than Al-Qaeda. So,
by the way, that might go down in foreign policy, national security history as the stupidest thing any president has ever said on the face of the earth, that ISIS is the junior varsity. I mean, gosh.
It was reckless at least, and, you know, naive certainly at the time. Now, no one would argue that ISIS has grown stronger in recent months. But we really did miss the moment and the opportunity when we knew who they were, where they were, and they were far from,
cities. I'll be bipartisan in my criticism. Up there would be the mission accomplished banner on the aircraft carrier for George
right.
W. Bush, right? Now,
right.
The difference is George W. Bush didn't say that. That was some stupid handler who wasn't using his brain putting that up there. But nonetheless, the president standing behind it said the same thing. Casey Kildare listening on 550 K-Fire for Congressman Kevin Cramer. Go ahead, Casey.
Good morning, Congressman Cramer. It's an honor to
Good morning, Casey. It's my pleasure.
And,
thank you.
I wanted to speak to you about the ISIS situation. You were asking
sure.
for people's opinions. Now,
yes.
in my opinion, ISIS has called out the United States, and if they want to have a fight, we should give them a fight, and we should take it to them. We shouldn't do it here, because that's going to
yeah.
cost more American lives. We have a military for a reason, and whereas I don't agree with us being the world's policemen,
mm-hmm.
I think that if somebody is going to directly call out the United States and say, we're going to bomb the White House, you take the fight to them. If they want to fight, let them have it.
Well, Casey, thanks for the comment. You raise an important point of the strategy, obviously, of taking the fight to the Middle East, which was much of what George Bush was saying at the time he was president, was if we don't fight them on their turf, they're going to come and fight us on ours. We knew that, we learned that the hard way with 9/11. So there is that always weighs into it. I think one of the challenges, and I hear this a lot from people, and I think it's a legitimate concern, is why do we always have to pay the tab on top of everything else, besides, obviously, the worst sacrifice, that of American blood? You know, we're talking about very rich states here, that we're protecting and defending.
Yeah. Well, and I agree with the idea of getting many nations together and, spreading the cost around. But the problem that I see with the war on terrorism, it's been fought like every other war since Vietnam. It's not a total war. It's, well, we're going to, come in here and we're going to poke you, and then, we're going to back off, and, we don't want to hurt anybody. We don't want to break anything. If we're going to have a war, we need to have a war. And if we're not going to have a war, we need to not have a war.
How about this? Let's put Casey in as Secretary of Defense. I'm with you.
Yeah,
I mean,
he makes a lot of sense.
No kidding. Rules of engagement, for crying out loud. Oh, be careful. Don't make anybody mad. Jason in Watford City, listening on KCJB. You're next for Congressman Kevin Cramer. Go ahead, Jason.
Yeah, hi, Congressman. Good to talk to you again.
Hi, Jason.
I had a comment on this ISIS situation in Iraq. I'm a combat veteran of Iraq in 05-06, and, we fought the enemy at that time, of course, is Al-Qaeda. I believe ISIS is just an upgrade to Al-Qaeda.
Mm-hmm.
And, at that time, I don't know where the public opinion actually is on the war weariness. You hear it all the time. The American people are war weary. Well, that may have some truth, but in reality, however people feel about the war that took place in Iraq, whether it's George Bush's war and so forth, it was the greater war on terrorism, which was an integral part of that war in Iraq. So it kept our country safe. And then, it frustrates me very much to see, you know, all the headway and all the effort that we did to fight back Al-Qaeda and beat them back and defeat them, and just to be handed back over by this administration and its lack of fortitude to continue on and fight this enemy is just extremely frustrating to me and any of my brethren that went over there to fight that. And at some point, the American people are going to have to realize that it's going to have to be done again if these guys continue to gain strength as they are. Thank you.
Yeah, no, that's a very important point. In other words, we should make good on the investments we've already made.
Your call has ended.
And remember, going back to the previous point about every general and national security advisor, including the Secretary of State, advised Barack Obama to keep a residual force in Iraq to make good on that initial investment. When he didn't do that, he left the void. That created the opportunity for mischief. And so here we are. And it's like any type of national defense investment. It costs a lot more to rebuild it than it does to maintain it, whether you're talking about intercontinental ballistic missiles or aircraft or what. It's just easier to maintain than it is to rebuild.
Appreciate the call from Watford City, and thanks for your service.
Yeah,
God bless you.
Yeah,
19 before the hour, about 3 minutes left here, and we're going to get an off-air call in, and then Larry in Fargo has a question, so we'll go as quick as we can with the answers, Kevin. Go ahead and roll that, Todd.
Hi, good morning. This question is for Congressman Kramer. Just curious what kind of moves you guys might be able to make with this whole rail situation from an enforcement standpoint. I mean, we're in the 11th hour here, and I just really believe that CP has no intention of solving the issues at hand here. GNSF obviously has stepped up to the plate. I just don't get the same feeling from CP. What are the next moves? I mean, we're down to the wire. What kind of solutions can be brought to the table? And that's my question. Thanks.
Well, that was that's another point of tremendous frustration for me and for a lot of people, including our caller, obviously. I've got a little scratch in my throat here, Scott, so I'm struggling. But anyway, to answer specifically, one of my great frustrations I have is with our Canadian friends to the north who have placed on the Canadian Pacific Railway a performance mandate of like 500,000 or more cars per week that have to be delivered and loaded with farm products. That's 500,000. That means when they run their railroad, this is a common carrier railroad that carries a lot of North Dakota and other U.S. product to market. That means that we have to be behind those 500 and some thousand cars. So we all understand it was a rough winter. We all understand that, you know, there's a lot of things, you know, bumper crop on top of a crisis with propane last year and on top of that, the oil situation. But we don't need to have insult added to the injury. And so I've been very clear with the Canadian government that they need to repeal that. Whether they will or not, I don't know. But I've also asked the Surface Transportation Board for some solutions and some remedy to that, along with the U.S. Trade Representative. We have spent, my staff and I have spent hours on the phone in the last, probably month or so with both Canadian officials as well as CP officials.
So this caller was if I hear you correctly, this caller is putting it on CP, the railroad, sort of saying, hey, get in the game, but you're saying the Canadian government is preventing CP from doing what BNSF has done in the state and helping eliminate these past dues.
I appreciate the caller's concern and frustration. I'm as frustrated with CP as I am with the Canadian government. I think that they're all plenty complicit. CP has not been as communicative. If you look, every week and Monday of every week, I put out a report from CP and BNSF in terms of, how many cars are late, how many days late. You will notice that the CP's disclosures are very confusing, chaotic, I would even say. I think they look to me to be intentionally confusing.
Got it.
I don't think they've been a good citizen, so
Don't you have the president from CP coming to town?
Well, he got sick, actually, so we're scheduling it. We don't know exactly when now. We were hoping it would be soon.
You're gonna put him in the room with some growers, though, so he can hear this firsthand.
Well, growers and shippers, probably more importantly, but yes.
Yeah. All right, sounds good. Larry, we're going to get you in here next on suggested response on the ISIS situation and more with Congressman Kramer coming up.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
At this time of year, soybean fields need to be scouted for increasing soybean aphid populations. Soybean aphids are found on the underside of leaves in the upper trifoliate. The economic threshold for soybean aphids is 250 aphids per plant on 80% or more of the plants. Scout fields from the late vegetative to the R5 growth stage. NDSU Extension Entomology does not recommend a tank mix application of glyphosate and insecticide if soybean aphid numbers are not at an economic threshold. Applying insecticides too early to control soybean aphids may result in a reinvasion of aphids, which would require a second insecticide application. For more information, visit ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Now a word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Did you know agriculture's direct contribution to North Dakota's economy every year is about $6 billion? Ag represents close to a quarter of our state's economic base, employs approximately 25% of the state's workforce. Agriculture is North Dakota's economic engine, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is agriculture's best advocate. Farm Bureau understands how a strong ag sector helps keep our state strong. But we're about more than agriculture. We're about those things that are important to all North Dakotans. A strong, growing, vibrant economy, good schools, safe communities, and keeping more of our hard-earned money in our own pockets. Farm Bureau members know the organization is not only working for them on important issues in Bismarck and Washington, D.C., but helping them save a few bucks on everything from new and used vehicles to prescription drugs. Find out more about the organization by going online to ndfb.org. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau website, ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. That's agriculture, and that's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Yo, VIP, let's kick it. All right, stop. Collaborate.
Is it Ice Baby or ISIS? ISIS.
Well, I'm thinking there's a parody version we got to get going here.
I think I hope this is playing ISIS in the Oval Baby. Office myself. Yeah. Hopefully, maybe that'll wake him up, right? Get him into non-golf mode. Anyway, let's get back to the calls. One segment left, only 5 minutes. Want to maximize it for you, our listeners, at 800-228-0550. Larry Fargo on AM 1100. Your question for Congressman Kevin Cramer.
I'll make it quick. Why should the Canadians help us when we're not letting them build their Keystone Pipeline? Then it's for the Middle East. We're being too nice. The president should get on TV and say, you harm a hair on another American, and we're going to take out XYZ minor Islamic holy spot. They do it again, take out another one, and tell them the third time we're taking out Mecca. And then he should also tell these Islamic terrorists that any terrorist we kill on the battlefield, we're going to bury them after we wrap their body in a pigskin, stuff it in a 55-gallon barrel, and fill it with pork fat so they won't go to paradise.
Well, we had a candidate for
stop to it.
We had a candidate for a Secretary of Defense earlier. I think Larry's pining for the Secretary of State position.
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
Your response, Congressman?
Well, of course, I think a better approach might be that we work with the more moderate Islamic states and leaders around the Middle East, and they are out there. I mean, we need to be working with, you know, with our allies in the Middle East, like Turkey and Jordan, some of the other, you know, as weird as it sounds, even to some degree, Egypt, depending on who's in charge on whatever day. We really need to secure the region. But this is where I think, you know, we're, in many respects, we're securing them as well. And that's why we need to demand more of them in terms of paying for the cost of always fighting these fights on behalf of free people everywhere.
Here's my prayer tonight. That one of the pollsters for the major networks that are trying to put out this viewpoint that they're war weary, that we as Americans are war weary. I hope they call Larry. I hope because I'm thinking after that maybe that didn't sound war weary to me. That sounded like let's do this. Bannon Dickinson,
but Scott, if I could, he makes the point that was made earlier too, and that is if we're going to start a war, let's finish it once. Let's not just walk away halfway through the job.
Absolutely. Amen.
Yeah. Bannon Dickinson listening on K-Fire for Congressman Kramer. Go ahead.
Hey, Congressman. Yeah, I think, you know, anything that we do should be done legally and, of course, approved through Congress. But I think we can learn some things from the country of Israel, who's been dealing with terrorism for thousands of years. You know, and then also we had a great president that just made a statement, speak softly and carry a big stick. I think our current administration is speaking loudly and not carrying a stick at all. And, you know, I think if we just kind of took some advice from Israel and how they handle terrorism, we'd probably be in a lot better shape than we are.
Well, remember after 9/11, we felt a little bit like Israel. And if you've ever been to Israel, I have, you know just how closely they're living to this. And clearly their response was different. I think I would just add one thing. I would say I think what's the problem with this president has been he speaks softly and doesn't carry a stick. And he goes on an apology tour. You know, he puts everybody at the same moral equivalent. He refers to the Hamas or Israel's response to Hamas as deplorable. You know, their defense of themselves. So I think I think he's both. So while he
that's probably
destroys,
true.
Yeah, he destroys our own military. He also talks softly. And all the signals are, you know, we're not to be taken seriously, and we have to change that.
Hey, Ben, appreciate the call. We're going to go lightning round here because we have 2 minutes left on some other topics we haven't got to, but literally like 15-second answers, if you don't mind, Congressman. EPA investigator offices opening in North Dakota. Your reaction?
Well, the only thing worse than a bunch of bad rules is a bunch of bad cops carrying, you know, enforcing them, and the bureaucracy is too big now. We don't need more of it in North Dakota. We'll take care of our own land and water and air just fine. Thank you very much.
Burger King, with the merger with Tim Hortons, moving to Canada, and some calling it unpatriotic, escaping taxes here. Your reaction?
Well, that's like calling a corporate citizen of any state unpatriotic for moving to another state where they can make more money. It'd be like Minnesota Governor Mark Dayton referring to Minnesota companies moving across the border as unpatriotic because they're trying to make more money. And we need to have better tax policy that makes us more competitive in the world, and we don't. We have the least competitive tax structure in the civilized world.
We have an email from a listener saying kudos to Governor Dayton. Brian says, first, I'd like to give a big shout out to Burger King as well as to Governor Dayton. I applaud the governor for his stance towards Fargo and Cass County and their arrogance towards Minnesota as well as the upstream concerns. Is Congressman Kramer in support of the governor and prepared to do more than just give sound bites about this entire diversion economic development project that Fargo is ramming down everyone's throat? The reason, so I guess I'll end it there.
Well, first of all, what I'd say is I do think that you need to take Minnesota very seriously because, quite frankly, I am of the belief that you cannot build that dam without approval from the Minnesota DNR. So either that or you have to beat them in court. So that's not a federal issue. Obviously, that's the state's issue. And I think that what Fargo does, if they don't collaborate, and I'm, you know, without passing judgment, if they don't collaborate with people that oppose the project or with Minnesota, they make it more difficult for their congressional delegation to advocate for the project and for funding for the project. So, you know, it needs to be handled better than it's been handled.
Last quick question has to do with, well, gosh, we just don't have enough time, do we? Obama circumventing the Obama circumventing the Congress on UN climate rules, but we'll have to save that for next week. We never get enough time, but it's just it's a lot to cover. Congressman Kevin Cramer, your emails will forward on to him if you want to weigh in on any of these other questions. studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Thanks a bunch, Kevin. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, thank you. Bye bye.
Don Russell's Big Flavor Tour for Cloverdale, Marvin Windows, and Arvig. The What's in Your Town Tour stop, Grafton, North Dakota tomorrow. I'll see you there, folks, on What's on Your Mind. God bless you, and thank you for listening. Bye-bye.
As summer winds down, let's make a pact that we'll never go without a lake place again. If you miss the lake life, if you want to come back to the lake life, if you want to do it for the first time, have I got a deal for you. Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. 2 and 3 bedroom lake homes reduced 35%. That's right. The pricing now starts at $150,000, 700 to 1,100 square feet. These are amazing homes. Hassle-free lake living. Call 888-CHASE-06 for your personal tour today. ChaseOnTheLake.com for more information. Tell them Scott sent you.
Guys, do you love beef jerky, but you're tired of the same old gas station and grocery store brands? Then you need to check out MeatTaffy.com. That's MeatTaffy.com. It's the absolute highest quality premium guy candy, and it's shipped right to your home. Go to MeatTaffy.com and check out their premium thin-cut jerky straight from the heart of Kentucky. MeatTaffy.com. High-quality premium guy candy shipped right to your door. Check out MeatTaffy.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common: polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Whoa! This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House Freeze Dry Foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now's the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The giant factory authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.